Portugal's financial collapse now appears more likely following Prime Minister José Sócrates' abrupt resignation this week.
The opposition took away the government's ability to continue running the country. Consequently, I have presented to the President of the Republic my resignation from the post of Prime Minister.
Markets took the resignation as a sign that debt-heavy Portugal has given up its year-long battle to avoid a bailout. The announcement pushed interest rates on the government's 10-year bonds to a record high, making it more likely that Portugal will ask for emergency rescue funds, just as Greece and Ireland did last year. In Brussels, where anti-austerity protests have begun, the new crisis threatens to overshadow an EU summit meant to reassure markets that the euro is sound. Market expert Fidel Helmer.
There is another EU summit today at which the bailout package is due to be raised, so these new developments will influence that. We can definitely see an influence on the euro, which dropped 2 cents overnight.
Analysts estimate the cost of the Portugal bailout at 80 billion euro, or about $113 billion. Angus Campbell at London Capital Group says investors are waiting for concrete action from Brussels.
The difficulty for the euro at the moment, of course, is getting a coordinated agreement and getting, more than anything else, support from Germany, which is, of course, the powerhouse of Europe.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel expressed disappointment. She was critical of the country's politicians for not being able to reach a compromise.
Es geht hier um die Frage, ob
It is about the future of the euro, its financial stability, and whether a country and its prime minister, whether a social democrat or Christian democrat, shows responsibility. And it is regrettable that Parliament did not support the reforms.
Portugal's outgoing leader says the country has enough cash reserves to meet a 6.4 billion debt repayment next month. But analysts say a similar payment in June is doubtful. Portugal is one of the smallest economies in the 17-nation eurozone, but its financial collapse could trigger fresh worries about other debt-heavy euro countries such as Spain, Belgium, and Italy. Millar Sega, VOA News.